This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Noel. This week, the government ended walk-in vaccinations for foreigners at the Bukit Jalil Stadium. This walk-in program ran for about 3 weeks this month. Under new procedures that started yesterday, foreigners must register for an appointment through MySejahtera.
Yeah, so the COVID-19 Immunization Task Force said this decision was taken so that the vaccination process can be done in a more safe and comfortable environment. The walk-in process attracted huge crowds of both documented and undocumented migrants, obviously eager to get the vaccine, which had raised safety concerns.
However, restricting vaccinations to those with appointments only could exclude a large segment of the migrant community who are undocumented and hence afraid of being detained by authorities. So if we truly believe in Lindung Diri, Lindung Semua, are we doing enough to ensure that everyone gets access to vaccines? So weighing in on these developments, we have Niu Su Shern, founder of the NGO Project Liberate. They focus on migrant issues and human trafficking. Good morning, Su Shern. Thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. Can you start by giving us a picture of what kind of access foreigners actually have to the COVID-19 vaccines? Is this largely restricted to those with proper documentation?
Hi, good morning, everyone. There's three ways for foreigners to get vaccinated. The first one is PICAS, which is a collaboration with MITI where employers can get migrant workers to be vaccinated under this program. The second one is CellVax. This is an initiative under the Selangor State. It's available for all, regardless of documentation status for migrants. The third one is PIC Walk-In, which is the one that you've mentioned in PPV Bukit Jalil, which is under the National Immunization Program that's available for foreigners regardless of documentation status. So unfortunately, CellVax program has ended on the 13th of August. And under the Walk-In PIC program, after 14 days, last Sunday, JKJV announced that there will be no more walk-ins for migrant workers, migrant communities, and it will be changed to an appointment-based system. So this will effectively exclude migrant communities who are undocumented to be able to get vaccinated, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so Shen, the deluge of workers at Bukit Jalil, obviously, zero social distancing policies, indicatively not a good move by the government for walk-in, for, you know, obviously vaccinating migrants. What could be a better alternative, though?
Yeah, so I think the better alternative that we're looking at is really mobile vaccination, where it's more targeted to communities like undocumented migrant workers. We faced a lot of problems where these migrant workers go to the PPV centres, and then when they're on their way back or when they're on the way to getting vaccinated, they get detained by authorities. And so, you know, just by that, it was a really... It was really hard for migrant workers to travel around as well. The other thing that we're seeing is that PPV Bukit Jalil was the only center that is available for all migrant workers, including undocumented migrant workers. So that's where the crowd really begins and that's where the trouble really come in.
I'm trying to understand the process. So when an undocumented migrant worker is vaccinated, wouldn't he need to show a MySejahtera app even before getting that vaccination? So how would making an appointment actually deter them from coming forward?
So let's take the PPV Bukit Jalil, for example, right? For an undocumented migrant worker, let's say, for example, if that person do not have any documentation, they can actually go to PPV Bukit Jalil, and there is actually a special app that they have, which is called CITF ID Live. And so this CITF ID Live will only take key information of the migrant workers. So, for example, the name, phone number, and other relevant details available. So passport numbers are not needed in that sense. So that's sort of like the process of how undocumented migrant workers go through. In terms of the appointment base right now, it excludes undocumented migrant workers totally. Mm-hmm. So that would mean that they cannot even register for vaccination at this point.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, maybe not the why. I guess that's my question. Why is the government instituting this kind of policy when previously they had said that they were committed to allowing vaccines for all residents of Malaysia, regardless of nationality? I don't think you can answer that either, Sushen. It's something that we're all scratching our heads about. I want to kind of draw attention to another incident related to this. There have been several distressing viral videos showing foreigners at vaccination centers being poorly treated by security personnel. I mean, what does this say about the attitude that Malaysians have towards foreigners, and what do you think needs to be done to properly address these incidents?
Yeah, I think we've always had somewhat of like a bad perception or attitude towards migrants for the longest time. We've always regarded them as dirty, disease carriers, job stealers, and even more heightened, especially during COVID-19. So some of these are common misconceptions that Malaysians have, and I think this bad treatment stems from the lack of knowledge and empathy towards migrants. So I also want to draw back to highlight the video of this young lady who was speaking to migrants in their own languages, and the hospitality that she offered to migrants is what we should start looking into. We can all start by understanding what the plight and situation of migrants are, why they're here. You know, why are they undocumented and what do they go through? Only when we know all of this and when we are sensitized towards the situation or the issue, we will hopefully create like a better, safer place for everyone.
Yeah, Sushen, so given the pandemic and its management is a top priority for the new Ismail Sabri government, what are the top, let's just say, two recommendations you would give to the new government to deal with the pandemic for migrant workers?
Oh, two. So I guess the first thing is to allow mobile vaccination to targeted areas and more PPV walk-ins across all states regardless of documentation status. This needs to be done along with medical NGOs to build trust among migrants because right now they fear of authorities. So that would really solve half the problem that we are facing right now. I guess secondly, I would really also recommend administering one dose vaccines for migrant communities that can reduce chances of migrants not coming back for their second doses. And if I can just add one more, one of the things that migrants struggle with the most is on the system itself. Migrant workers do struggle with navigating around the app itself because they may not be able to read, they don't have access to technology, and all these kind of things. So have some kind of a simplified system or a registration process that migrants can use. Right now, what we are seeing is that a lot of migrants are being scammed where agents are approaching them to pay 100 ringgit just to register them through the app itself. So we hope that this government really look into this seriously to achieve, you know, sort of the slogan of what you've mentioned before, no one is safe until everyone is safe.
Yeah, that's really sad to hear all this. But very quickly, in your estimate, how many undocumented workers have not been vaccinated yet?
It's really hard to tell. We don't have access to those data. What we know that is definitely not enough. So if you're looking at sort of just the overall data, right, you have about 2 million documented migrants and 2 million, an estimated of 2 million undocumented migrants. In the PPV Bukit Jalil, we've heard that daily what is being administered is about, the last that we heard was about 5,000 to 8,000 doses. And then last Sunday, it was about 12,000 doses that was administered. So it's not even achieving half, like 10% of what we're seeing right now.
Some very stark estimates there. Sushen, thank you so much for your insights and for speaking to us this morning. That was Niu Sushen, founder of the NGO Project Liberate, talking to us about the efforts to vaccinate the migrant community. Clearly not really up to mark at this point. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.